This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Remember mini-disc? Way better than a cassette. In the 1990s, Sony once hyped its format with ads starring supermodel Claudia Schiffer.
Would you like to listen to my Sony mini-disc?
I'd love to.
Mini-disc, the little optical disc in a cartridge the size of a thin pad of Post-it notes. Now I must inform you that Sony is killing off the format this month. This makes Seth Figerman wistful. He writes for the website Mashable.
So I think I actually probably was pretty close to the target. You know, I was about 13 at the time when I finally bought one. And I think at that age, you're just trying to discover what kind of technology you want to use, what kind of music you want to listen to. And so, you know, in comes Sony with this big multi-million dollar ad campaign. Of course, I am going to be the sucker who falls for that.
One who has thought deeply about this is Michael Burillo, chair of the Electronics Production and Design Department at the Berklee College of Music. He says once upon a time there was DAT, digital audio tape. That format produced a perfect copy of a CD album, a fact that perturbed the recording industry worried about pirated music. Minidisc was engineered to make imperfect copies.
Well, the issue really with Minidisc was it was not a very good sounding compression format, of course. Comparing it to MP3, you might say, well, it might be a little bit better than poor MP3. But at that time, it really was not up to the level of CD quality.
And with each new passing of a digital format, another piece of us dies too.
Yeah, welcome to the digital age. I mean, all of us who work in the digital domain, are we going to be able to find our work? That's a huge issue for musicians. You know, a lot of the things I did in the 90s on a computer, the software that I used to make the production, the company is no longer in business, and modern computers won't run the software, so I have boxes of floppy disks that have music that I can never get back. So I think it's in the big question, you know, these days, is that how do we preserve this for the ages? And it's a fascinating topic that, some pretty high-level people are scratching their heads about.
Burillo says he jokes with his wife that he'd like to mount an exhibit of obsolete formats like the consumer electronics version of the Island of Misfit Toys. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The last time your boss told you you were doing a good job, he wasn't really doing you any favors.
We love hearing positive things, and if I just keep saying positive things, then somehow this person will work to their fullest potential, and that just turns out to not be the case.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. The argument for a little bit of negative feedback next time on Marketplace Freakonomics Radio. Don't you know, it's from APM.